When you were a girl, did many people have beards or that?
My grandfather had a beard, and then he cut it down and had just a mustache. I don't remember. Young men didn't have mustaches or beards when I was
just older than
dating.
And
I did go with one man who had a mustache, and I wouldn't kiss him, and the next time I had a date with him, he'd shave.
Well, he must have enjoyed that date. That's the one to go out with, you might have been.
Yeah.
And this thing would be your...
Yeah, well...
And this would be which ear would be your...
This is your right ear.
The other one is the...
Left ear.
And when you... This is your...
Mouth.
And you might go to the dentist and have him take a look at your...
Teeth.
And he already might feel that...
Tooth.
And the fleshy part that you see.
Gum.
This thing here.
Throat. Neck.
The throat is...
The throat's the inside and the neck's the outside.
When you swallow the thing that goes up, what do you call that?
Voice box. It's actually your larynx. Goozle is what some people call it.
That'd be the same thing as the larynx there.
Yeah. That bump there.
And this would be your
palm of your hand.
And you have this one hand, two
hands.
And do audition for
you. Like a fist.
Tomorrow we have two.
Fist.
Both sides.
You got little hands for me.
Sure do. In fact, my ring is a... First, how big of a boy is it? Seven. They're very small. My hands are not as long as my arms. It used to irritate me because I wanted to play basketball. I like to play basketball.
And you need a big hand.
You need large hands to play basketball.
Uh-huh.
So I consider myself playing baseball.
You know Bill Bradley. You know Bill Bradley. He's written a book about On the Run or something like that. I heard him talking.
He was a Rhodes Scholar at Princeton.
He was Phi Beta Kappa at Princeton. And he went to Rhodes. He got a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford. And I heard him talking about, he played in Mexico against the basketball against the Russians. And the next year, he was talking about how he thought the Olympic Games should be changed shortly after the Montreal session. And he said that he really thought they should go back, they could take out all team competitions, and should go back to the original Olympics. And he said that the team that he played and defeated in Mexico City, the next year he went out as a professional and played a Russian team in a professional match. And it was identically to the man, the same team they had defeated down there in Mexico City. He says he just can't see that. That's what I've said all the time. I think it's unfair competition for our kids who have to be Simon Pure amateurs to go over there and compete with those Russians and those children from other communist countries, because that is their occupation. They are paid to do that.
Well, they have such things as sports and medicine. They have doctors devoted specifically to
doctor on athletes, sure.
And helping athletes develop their...
Develop themselves. Oh, but I'm real glad to hear Bill Bradley talk about that.
He's a smart fellow,
he is. I think he's smart as he can be. And there's another one who was Phi Beta Kappa at Princeton and all American and everything. And let's see, I heard him give a testimony. He's a memory expert. I've got his name written down in yonder. And Jerry, anyway, I was interested in hearing him on one of the